Here we are in Tarshish Boy, and I'd like to concentrate in this shiur on the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. Remember from the first Rashi in Chumash that really the Torah, if we look at the Torah as a sefer of mitzvahs, so then it should have started over here, because this was the first mitzvah which the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu. So let's see what it says over here. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim le'moyer. Now, why the stress on Be'eretz Mitzrayim? Again, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim le'moyer. Why be'eretz Mitzrayim? Why the stress? We'll see in a moment. And what did he say? Hachodesh hazeh lochem Rosh Chodeshim, that this month, Nisan, should be for you the very first month. Rishon hu lochem l'chodshei hashonah. It should be the first one for you, l'chodshei hashonah. Now there's this little word lochem over here, which seems to have a lot of chashivas because it's repeated. And why? Again, hachodesh hazeh lochem Rosh Chodeshim. Rishon hu lochem l'chodshei hashonah. Why the lochem? What is so significant about the lochem? What I've been doing now is by laying the groundwork to Ramban's shailas on this din over here, on this pasha. Let's see what the Ramban says. B'kitzur, what exactly is the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim? So the Ramban says, the mitzvah is that when we count our months, we shouldn't use names for the months. Nowadays we do Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. We give the months names. According to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa over here, which says don't give the month names. You should call them the first month, the second month, the third month. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim means that you should call what we call Nisan, you should call HaChodesh HaRishon. The Emma says, why do we not do what this mitzvah commands us to do? That's a shaila which the Ramban also tackles over here. And he brings Yerushalmi, that Shemos HaChadoshim Olu Itam MiBovel, that after the Shivas Tzion from Bovel, they brought the Shemos HaChadoshim with them and switched from using numbers to identify the months to using names. And the Ramban says that that is a kiyum of the posuk, v'lo ye'oma oid chai Hashem asher helos b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, elo chai Hashem asher heli v'asher helos Yisrael me'eretz Tzofain. So that was niskayem with the hanhoga of calling the months by the names. In those Sorim and Tanakh, we know Megillas Esther very well. We hear it every year. So we see, V'chodesh Shneim Osa, Hu Chodesh Adar. V'chodesh HaRishon, Hu Chodesh Nisan. That was the period of changing. In other words, the psukim identify and say, on the 12th month, let's say, but now it's not anymore the 12th month, it's Adar. So the idea is that the reason which the Torah over here has for giving us the mitzvah to count the months, the first month, the second month, the third month, is in order that we should be counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim. That this is the first month since Yetzias Mitzrayim, the second month since Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like the Ramban points out, it's certainly not the first month of the year, because the first month of the year is Tishrei. The Torah calls it Letekufas HaShanah and Betzeis HaShanah. So you see that the time that the year changes is in Tishrei. So in our language, we talk English over here, so we talk about January, February, March. What's January? It's the first month. The first month of what? The first month of the year. You have New Year's on the 1st of January. So, but over here, we call Nisan in the Torah, Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Sheni, Chodesh Shlishi. It's not the first month of the year, because the first month of the year is Tishrei, and we look at Tishrei as the seventh month. The answer is, because we're not counting from the year, we're counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oh, and so that is what the Ramban says, is the explanation of the Lochem. We ask, what's the explanation of the Lochem? Lochem is like this. It should be for you. Your counting should make this the first month. objectively, Tishrei is the first month, because the year changes in Tishrei, and therefore Tishrei ought to be the first month. But for you people, I want you to think of the months in terms of the way they affect you, and they affect you because the underlying principle of Jewish life is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore we call Nisan the first month because it's the first month since Yetzias Mitzrayim. Iyar the second month, because it's the second month of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And so on. Now, how could they later on change that? Why is it that Shemos Chadoshim Olu Mibovel? So the Ramban says that's the kiyum of that Nevuah, that the Shivas Tzia and the Yetzias Bovel Ki'ilu will trump Yetzias Mitzrayim, Lo Yoma Yitzchai Hashem, Asher Helos Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Now that itself is a whole mahalach and a whole, a ganze pasha, like how do you suddenly change a mitzvah in the Torah? But that's not the aspect which I wanted to deal with in this particular shiur. Let's leave that. Ramban says that, and we know that there has to be some kind of a mahalach, because since he tells us over here that it's a mitzvah, I say, to count the months by the numbers, how do we suddenly switch after Shivas Tzion, after we came back from Bovel, suddenly v'chodesh ne'mosa hu chodesh ador? That's for another time. But that's the fact. So we have a mitzvah until the Shivas Tzion from Bovel, we have a mitzvah of calling the months not by names, but by numbers. What are the numbers? Not the place of the month in the year, but the relationship of the month to Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is this mitzvah over here. Now, we said that there are two things we have to be medayik in the posuk. First of all, what are the lochems? Well, we just now answered the lochems. It's a counting which is a subjective, not an objective counting. If it were an objective counting, we'd start from Tishrei. Since it's a subjective counting, we count from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, why Be'eretz Mitzrayim? So Ramban points out, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshem Zu Mitzvah Rishoyner Shetziva HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yisroel Al Yidei Moshe V'lochein Oma Be'eretz Mitzrayim Kishoa Mitzvah Shebetoyro Hoyo Bahasinai. Well, Ramban says, wow, this Be'eretz Mitzrayim is a very big chiddush. Like, why did the Ramban have to tell us this mitzvah over here? It's an important mitzvah. There are other important mitzvahs. V'haftas Hashem Elokecha, L'shirtzach. I mean, there are mitzvahs in the Torah which are wichtige mitzvahs. All of them were able to wait till Ha-Sinai. So, Ma'apitam, suddenly, this mitzvah, V'chodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. How do you count the months? Why is that so important? Alright, the Pasha goes on then with the dinim of the Pesach Mitzrayim, which is, of course, topical at this particular point in the Torah. But this V'chodesh Hazeh Lochem doesn't really have anything directly, we would say, to do with the Korban Pesach. It's a mitzvah that we should count the months from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what was the hurry? Why does the Torah have to say, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe el Aaron Be'eretz Mitzrayim? He didn't wait till Sinai. He told them, right now I want you to know that Nisan is going to be your first month, Iyar is going to be your second month, and so on. What's the hurry? So, you know, all kinds of ways that one could think. But I think that the Yisoyistik Ezach, which we should all know, the emes is that Pesach is a wonderful Yontov, and we know how we celebrate Yontov and the Seder nights. I mean, it's, you don't have to tell people what Pesach is. But we don't usually, I don't think at least, think of Pesach as a Zman of Tshuva. And Pesach is really a time when we have to do Tshuva. Why do I say that? Because the emes is, when you think about it, you know, we know that after the fifth Makkah, I think, Paro was already doing tshuva. And needed by Chazek Hashem as Lev Paro, you needed the Chizuk HaLev, otherwise he would have let us go out of Mitzrayim. Now, what about the Yidden? So it's really unbelievable. When you think, tak in our Pasha this week, Mishchu Kuchu Lochem Tzayin. So what did Rashi say? Mishchu Yedeichem Minu Avodah Zarah. It sounds that Yidden were serving Avodah Zarah right up to Makas Bechoras. Mishchu Kuchu Lochem Tzayin. When they took the Korban Pesach a couple of days before Matan Torah. Chazal said, Mishu Yedechem in Avodah Zarah. Let's learn the few psukim in Yecheskel. They're terrible psukim which make it'll spoil our Pesach when we think about it. But we need to know this. It says, V'omatu Aleim in Perechov in Yecheskel, okay? V'omatu Aleim Koyim HaShem Elokim Bayom Bochari B'Yisroel V'Eser Yodi L'Zera Beis Yaakov V'Ivod Alohem Be'eretz Mitzrayim V'Eser Yodi Lohem Leimo Ani HaShem Elokechem. The Rebbein Hashem says, in Mitzrayim, the Rebbein Hashem came and said, Ani HaShem Elokechem. He told us in Mitzrayim, I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. El Erez Ashatati Lohem Zovas Cholav Advash Tzvihi Lechol Ha'arot. So it's a beautiful, beautiful land. It's the most wonderful land you can possibly think about. Get rid of your Avodah Zarah. Ish shikutze einov hashlichu. Uvegilule Mitzrayim al titamohu. Ani Hashem Elokechem. That's what Rabbi Shem said, I want one thing from you. I want to take you to the Eretz Tzvi. I want to take you to this wonderful, beautiful land, but you have to give up Avodah Zarah. So what happened? V'yamru bi, v'le'ovu l'shmaya elai. You didn't rebel against me, they didn't want to listen to me. Isha shikutze eneim lo yishlichu, v'es gilu le mitzrayim lo yazovu. I was going to destroy them. Why didn't I? And I brought them out of Eretz Mitzrayim, that there shouldn't be a Chilul Hashem. Very different from what we say in the Haggadah. And how to be miyashev, and how to explain, I think maybe in last year I gave maybe a shiur or two on that. But for now, that's just a fact. The fact is that the Yidden in Mitzrayim were very, very, very oduk in Avodah Zarah. And from that chazal, by Mishru, Kulochem Tzayin, Mishru, that they should take their hands away from Avodah Zarah. 4 days before the Makas Bechoros, they were still, Paro was doing Shuvah after the fifth Makkah, and we were still being ordered in Avodah Zarah. It's unbelievable. It's totally unbelievable. And this Pasha in Yecheskel, what happened over there? Why were we like that? Why were we so ordered in Avodah Zarah? Like it's such a Meirudik Chidushim which comes out from this Chazal. Tell us that why were we Nigal from Mitzrayim, the four things, Lashina Shemam, Lashina Smadbusha, Lashina Lashina, alle gute Sachen. And we were all dealing Avodah Zarah. Think what it means. Mishru Kulochem Tzayin, right? That was after Choshech. What happened by Choshech? In the whole of Mitzrayim it was Choshech. They were going around Lichtig and everything was beautiful and they were living was Meirudig in Goshen, beautiful country, light and sunny and beautiful, and it's gorgeous. And where are they running to? They're running to the local Avodah Zarah to serve Avodah Zarah. It's unbelievable, but that's what it says over here. So the emes is that there had to be a tshuva. There had to be a mishru, in other words, the mishru kulachem tzayin. That what the Rebbein Hashem says, mishru kulachem tzayin, that means you have to do tshuva. How am I going to take out of Mitzrayim if you don't do tshuva? So there has to be a tshuva. Memela, it seems to me that perhaps, I'm only saying this perhaps, I don't know whether it's true or not, but I think that perhaps why did the Rebbein Hashem teach it to us in Eretz Mitzrayim? Why couldn't he wait till Hasinai? Why Hashem el Moshe el Aaron be Eretz Mitzrayim lema? Why dafke in Eretz Mitzrayim? Why couldn't he wait? What's this mitzvah more important than any other mitzvah? I think that the answer is that we need this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. We need this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh to teach us the Indian of tshuva. To teach us the Indian of tshuva. And I want to demonstrate that to you. I'll tell you in a moment why it can teach us the mitzvah of tshuva. But how do I know that it does teach us the mitzvah of tshuva? Well, I don't know it 100%, but I can sort of guess it a little bit. I'll take a passage which we say in Kiddush HaChodesh. Every month when we're Mekadosh the Levona, So what do we say? Yirotzen lefanech Hashem elakai velakei avasai, lemalosh pegimas halevona. Strange prayer. We ask the Rebbeinu Shlalom that the levona should not have this gap anymore. Now we see a crescent and the rest is dark. Well, be memale that. It should be a full moon, always. V'layir bo shum miyot. It should never become less. Nowadays, the moon wanes and then it waxes. So we ask the Rebbeinu Shlalom, lemalos pegimas halevona, v'layir bo shum miyot. V'yu oya halevona, koyachamo, koyashivas, yimei bereshes, kama shahoysa koyda miyuta. Okay, so we want the moon to be full always, not to wax and not to wane, or rather not to wane and then to wax again, but to always be full. V'yiskayem bonu mikro shekosov, and then the posuk will be fulfilled for us, u'bikshu es Hashem elokeyem v'estovid malkom, amen. And they will seek out Rebbeinu Shlalom and David their king. Now, what's the connection over there? What's Bechlal the connection of David Melech Yisrael to the Kiddush Levona? David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. What's this, all this got to do with Kiddush Levona? So the emes is that Chazal say that the Malchus Beis David was compared to the Levona. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that an Amora was sent to be Mekadosh the Chodesh at a certain place, and for some reason Rebbe didn't want people to know that he had been Mekadosh the Chodesh. It's unimportant what the background over there is at the moment for us. So, and he says, when you've been Mekadosh the Chodesh and been Kaveh that the Chodesh should be on this and this day, you should send me that you did it, except you should send it in code. And what's the code? David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. That's why we say it by Kiddush Levona, because it was used as a code to tell that the Kiddush HaLevona, the Kiddush HaChodesh had taken place. So David is compared to the Levona. Now, why is David compared to the Levona? Now, that's a big, big arichos and a big, big sugya, and much, much, much has been written about that. But it could be that one aspect of this is as follows. You know, when the moon disappears, in other words, when it wanes, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and then it disappears altogether. And then, a couple of days later, you see a tiny little sliver of the moon. That's very, very much reminiscent of tshuva, right? In other words, the moon, if we think of a life of mitzvahs, a life of tara and kedusha, being in the oya, ba'oya p'nei melech chayim, that in the oya p'nei melech there's life, so the moon, where it's a full moon, and the sun brightens up the whole moon, we could see that as an ideal state. And then as the moon slowly, slowly, slowly recedes, and less of it is visible, less and less of it is exposed to the sun, or appears to us to be exposed to the sun. So that's like a symbol of the Chayter, who's losing the Oya Pnei Melech Chayim. And then when shyly at first, a tiny little sliver, but then more and more and more, is the Moshel of the Chayter coming back to the Rebbeinu Shlalom. The emes is, we all know the Chazal, that David HaMelech wasn't going to have any life. So the Rebbeinu Shlalom came to Adam HaRishon and he said to Adam HaRishon, what are we going to do about David HaMelech? He doesn't have any years coming to him. So Adam HaRishon says, fine, I'll give him 70 years of my life. So I heard from my Mashgiach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Gateshead many, many, many years ago, from Rav Moshe Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, I think he said that the idea is that Adam HaRishon gave life to David HaMelech. In what sense did Adam HaRishon give life to David HaMelech? Because if Adam HaRishon hadn't sinned, so then there wouldn't have been a need for tshuva in the world. But David HaMelech says in Shmuel, Chazal say, the Noam HaGever Hukam Ol, that's a mizmor which David HaMelech says at the end of Shmuel, he calls himself the Gever Hukam Ol. So the Gemara in Ma'ikotan says, what does it mean? Shehekim Uloi Shel Tshuva. David HaMelech, he was the one who stelled avek tshuva as an integral part of the history of Klal Yisrael. That's also a parsha which needs a lot of hesber, but that's not in for this sheer bedafka. But that is clear that David HaMelech stands for tshuva, and in that sense he owes his life to Odom HaRishon, because if Odom HaRishon hadn't done the Avera, so then there wouldn't have been any need for tshuva. So in that sense, if our cheshbon is right, that the moon is also merames to tshuva, because as it moves away from the sun, it indicates a distancing of ourselves from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then as it comes slowly back again, it's the inyan of tshuva. So then, if we look at the little shtickle over there in the Kiddush Levona, then it becomes very musbah. We daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, let the moon be full again, let it never go away. In other words, we are asking for a time when the chatoim won't be there anymore, when we don't need the symbol of chet and tshuva. That is what the full moon is. The full moon is the symbol of a complete tshuva. But now, if it's always full, so then it's not a tshuva. That's the matzav ba'ayav pnei melech chayim. So that's why we pray v'yirotzon mefanech Hashem elakai velakei avasai l'malos pegim asalavone v'lo yir bashomiyot v'yoy alavone koi hachamo koi shiriz mebereishis k'ma shoyse koi demiyuto shneimas shnei amoyos hagedoylem. So why do we ask v'yizkayim bonum mikro shekosov obikshos Hashem elakeim v'sdovit malkom omein? Oh, it's a good kasha, but it's only a kasha because we only know it from the Siddur. If we know it from Tanakh, we'll see that the Siddur over here misses out part of the Pasuk. The Pasuk, it says like this in Hosea. It says, Acha Yoshuvu Bnei Yisrael Ubikshuas Hashem Elokeim Vestovid Malkom Omein. There's a three words which talk about tshuva. Acha Yoshuvu Bnei Yisrael, the Yidden will do tshuva Ubikshuas Hashem Elokeim Vestovid Malkom Omein. Oh, so Bimele, we see that the prayer which we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to fill the Pegimas Halavona, there shouldn't be any chet anymore. Everything should be as it is. So what's that going to do with David HaMelech? Shanaim all it has to do with David HaMelech. Because that's what it says in the Novi, Acha Yoshuvu Bnei Yisrael, Uvikshus Hashem Elokeim, as David Malcolm. Oh! We will have done tshuva. That's the Melech HaMashiach. So I think that's the reason. That was the hurry. What did we ask? What was the hurry? Why do you have to have a chodesh hazel alchem roish chodosh and rishon hu lechodesh hashana already in Mitzrayim? What's it different than any of the other 612 mitzvahs? Like, why did this mitzvah have to be told already in Mitzrayim? The answer is because it was time to do tshuva. And therefore, my Ribbono Shel Olam wanted Yidden to know, my entire Yidden, you're going to live with the moon. You're going to live with the moon. Your life is going to be a life of chatoim, but always tshuva, nochamol tshuva, nochamol tshuva. You've gone away so many times, you've disappeared, you can't be seen altogether, and always you're going to come back, always you're going to come back. Kinderlach, it's time to do tshuva. Mishru yedecha min avodah zorah, keep away from avodah zorah, do what you're supposed to do, be what you're supposed to do, and then I'll be able to take you out of Mitzrayim. So that could be, I have no idea whether this is the answer or even an answer, but that's the way I thought it might be able to be explained.